Now time for our Valley Falls locker room chat here on a KNZA, getting you set for week 7 of high school football tomorrow night. It's brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. We are joined now by the Dragons football coach, as we do each week. Wyatt Hofstra, always appreciate a few minutes of his time each and every week. Coach, a challenging matchup last week. A very good Jefferson County North team came into town. Final score 48-14. What made it so challenging against the Chargers last week?
Well, they do a good job. They do their stuff really well. They're coached really well. They come out and compete fast and physical. And like we've been saying, you know, everybody talks about that team they had last year. That just those young guys now that they've got currently practicing against those guys every day of practice makes them a whole lot better and really gains them some experience without even getting playing time. So then they step on the field ready to go. So they did their stuff really well. We did not tackle very well. We did not play very assigned to sound defense. And we kind of let them score at will, felt like. Offensively, I thought was probably our best game. The points don't really show that. We did score twice, which was a goal for me, and the guys, us. But there's several times we moved the ball really well, had a lot of yards rushing, got the ball down into the red zone, and then we had a couple of stupid penalties on our part that, you know, self-inflicted wounds and, you know, a thing here and a thing there and the way the ball bounces and we weren't able to punch it in a couple times, but, I really thought it was probably our best game on offense. And then just again, playing assignments on defense is really what hurts us.
Does your preparation throughout the course of the week, obviously you scout your opponent and you have an idea of what they're doing and you get Jackson Heights this week. We'll talk about that in the next segment, but just kind of on a week by week basis, does maybe parts of your practice maybe change up depending on how you play in the week prior?
Yeah. The last couple of weeks we've been really working on physicality and tackling and, focusing on some defensive stuff, and then it's kind of, you know, scheme based of what opponents do, and you might see a team that passes a little bit more, or runs a little bit more, or runs a formation that you don't really see a lot of, or runs something that takes a little bit more brain power to work than manpower, and emphasize those. But yeah, overall though, is I mean, you know, the team that scores the most and tackles the other team and prevents them from scoring the most is going to win the game.
What's been the mindset of the team this week? I know we've talked, you know, it hadn't been the best year. You guys, you know, have played a very tough schedule and we're still searching for that first win, but just the mentality of the kids coming back, you know, maybe after a tough game here and there, I mean, does it, you know, feel like for the most part they're doing it right and doing it the way you want to each week?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, the weather starts getting colder and starts making it harder to, you know, get out there and do it and hit and, you know, when, you know, you're getting beat, it's hard. It's tough. It's tough on everybody. But, you know, the sooner that, I've been telling them, you know, I was talking to a guy that said, you know, basic training for the military branches sucks for everybody. And the sooner that they realize it sucks for everybody and they can help each other up and help each other move forward and move on as a team, then the better it gets and the sooner, you know, that happens. So yeah, the guys for the most part have done pretty well with, you know, keeping their heads to the grindstone, moving on, getting better each week and getting better each day. And, you know, there's still, you know, this week and two more after this that are guaranteed. So, you know, there's a tunnel with light at the end, and I think that they just keep scraping away.
Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra here. A few more minutes. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, talk about their week 7 opponent tomorrow night. It's Jackson Heights, and we'll do it after a break here on KNZA. We got Wyatt Hofstra here for a few more minutes. Valley Falls Dragons football coach. Again, it's presented by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. Brandon Tamman with you as well as Valley Falls will go on the road to Jackson Heights here in week number 7. Coach, you saw Jefferson County North last week, a 5-1 team. Obviously, the Chargers made that magical run to the state championship game a year ago. Now you get a team in Jackson Heights who's a top-tier team, undefeated here in Class 1A, and a team certainly that could also make a magical run potentially to the state championship.
Yeah, on film and on paper, Jackson Heights is a really good team. Coach Wick does a good job with his guys as well. They're hard hitters and get after it, and they want to pounce on you fast and early and keep their foot on the gas. So they do a really good job on film.
What do you think is their biggest strength that could be the biggest challenge for you?
Definitely their toughness, getting after the ball. They fly around. A bunch of those guys are zooming, especially on defense. gang tackling up and swarming the ball, and then just their ability to run and make plays and not get tackled.
Is it hard to, I'm assuming it's hard to kind of replicate that, you know, with a team of that caliber and that talent and what they do in a multitude of ways, you know, in the preparation, it's got to be a little bit challenging trying to replicate that.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah. Especially, you know, they have the ability to have a deep numbered bench and, you know, guys who play scout team and stuff, and you know, we some days have to go out there with some guys sick and ineligible and things that weren't out there with a couple trash cans for linemen. So yeah, it is, it's hard to replicate, but you know, you make do with what you got and you try to rep in ways you can and how best learns for your kids and get after as much preparation as you can.
Finally, Coach, we appreciate it as always. Just give us a few keys and expectations for tomorrow night.
Defensively, I'm still going to keep saying for us, it's Simon Sound defense and wrapping up tackling, bringing the guy down, preventing positive yards. Offensively, it'll be a pretty similar thing. Like I said, I was pretty happy with our improvements last week. And so if we take that and build on it this week, that'll also be good for us, too.
There it is. Wyatt Hofstra joining us again, Valley Falls football coach. A tough one last week against JCN. Very good team there. Now another good team on the schedule here. They'll be at Jackson Heights tomorrow night, NEKL showdown as well. Of course, you can watch it on the Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for all you do. Go Dragons.